Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 13 Mbimbitho 2020 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngisilindawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lowile ukuthiwa yicorona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona. Sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezileminye imkhuhlane ezinje.
Abomkhankaso owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bathi uhulumende ethule umthetho wokuba manzonzo komumo wezempilakahle elizweni o national state of emergency.
Uqinisile upresident esesikuachivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamacembu ahlukeneyo, sihlale phansi sixoxe, iachievement on its own.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House. Kuwoza Friday kuliviki silejaha elisakhulayo elipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo wakulezinsuku owehouse music umncedisi moyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Abomkhankaso wokulwisana lokusabalala kwegciwane le-coronavirus owe present danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuba ethule umthetho wokumamanzonzo komumo wezempilakahle elizweni we-national state of emergency phansi kwemizamo yokuvimba ukuthelelanwa kwegciwane le-coronavirus eseliyingozi emazweni amaningi omhlaba. Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Abomkhankaso we-Present Danger hashtag coronavirus Zimbabwe campaign baveze lokhu emhlanganweni lethathela izindaba owenzelwe e-Media Center, lapho abaveze ukukhathazeka kwabo ngokuphatheka kwahulumende kumalungiselelo okuvimba ingozi engehlela ilizwe yaleli gciwane le-coronavirus. Omunye wamalunga la, uNkosazana Esther Wongayizimuzi, ulandisa kabanzi ngale nkuthazo yabo kuhulumende.
Other countries, including the China, they've now stopped planes leaving out the country. So similar.
Abakwamanye amazwe okubalisa ele China kabasavumeli indizamchina ukuphuma lokungena emazweni abo. Ngokufanayo kasimelanga njengelizwe sibe lokhu siyekethisa kulolu daba. Kunje sike saba lesehlakalo salowana muntu okubikwa wabaleka isibhedlela seWilkins waziphumela nje. Wayevela ngaphi lo muntu? Wayevela kwele Thailand. Kungani sibavumela laba bantu bengena kulele? Sekumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo alukhuni ukuthi anelise ukulondoloza impilakahle yezizalwane zakhe. Iqiniso yokuba kasilakho okwaneleyo kokuzenqabela kulolu dubo.
To put a lid on it, and it was just in one constituency. What more now of corona?
Kodwa uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi useyenze konke okusemandleni akhe ukulungiselela ukusabalala kwaleli gciwane ngendlela yokusibanga esiphezulu. Umphathintambo ogatsha lwezempilakahle uDr. Obadiah Moyo ulandisa ngamalungiselelo abo besebenzisana labezinye ingatsha zikahulumende ezigoqela olubona ngendaba zasekhaya ukulondoloza imingcele. Abekomidi ekhangela udaba lwezempilakahle edale lephalamende basanda kwethekelela esilindweni sendizamchina ese-Robert Gabriel Mugabe International Airport lasesibhedlela se-Wilkins Infectious Hospital eHarare ukuyazibonela isimo samalungiselelo okwenqabela ukusabalala kwe-coronavirus elaziwa njalo ngokuthi COVID-19. Umgcinisihlalo wale committee uDr. Ruth Labode ugcizelele ukuba ngempela uzilungiselele ngokwaneleyo uhulumende ukulondoloza uzulu nxa lingasabalala leli gciwane eZimbabwe.
Sebelungisile indawo lapho kungafikela khona umuntu obulawa yimkhuhlane lo wile ukuthiwa yi-corona. Kodwa ngokubona kwethu uyavikeleka andibazimisele andi yonke into efunakalayo ikhona. Sesize sifisa ukuthi ngabe zonke izibhedlela even ezile imkhuhlane ezinje.
EleZimbabwe libikwa lidinga izigidi ezedlula ezinhlanu zamadola emelika 5.2 million ukuze lenelise ukulungiselela ngokugcweleyo ukuvimba ukusabalala kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Kunje abe-Global Fund sebethembise ukupha eleZimbabwe izigidi ezingamashumi amabili lanhlanu zamadola emelika 25 million yokusebenzisa kulolu hlelo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis. Lokhu sikudaba lunye ababili abacathangelwa ukuthi bebengaba legcikwane le-coronavirus kobulawayo babikwa betholakale bemsulwa. Ababili laba bathiwa babulawa ngumvimbano nje kuphela. Kodwa kwamakhelwane eSouth Africa inani labatholakele belegcikwane leli lokhu liqansa selize layafika kumashumi amabili lane i-24. Kuzwekazi le-Afrika sokulamazwe alichumi lasitshiyagalombili 18 aselabantu abatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kulamazwe athi Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan leGuinea asanda kuba labatholakale belegcikwane leli. Kwele Canada, unkosikazi wenhloko kahulumende unkosikazi Sophie Trudeau utholakale elegcikwane leli. Okubangele ukuba umkakhe umnumzana Justin Trudeau azivalele lapho angasoze athintane khona labantu. Kuthi ngapha kwele Melika izikolo sezivaliwe njengendlela yokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Kwele Italy osekule nani eliphezulu kulele China ekuthelelaneni leli gcikwane kulabantu abedlula phose amakhulu amabili 189. Abatholakale belegcikwane leli kusukela izolo kuphela. KweleNgilandi imidlalo enguqu yesigaba sePremier League isidluliselwe phambili kumhla ka-4 wenyanga ezayo ngenxa yegcikwane leli. Okudanisa abanye eZimbabwe ukuthi akulalwazi olupheleleyo ngokuqhamuka kwegcikwane leli. Sixoxele umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association umnumzana Ambrose Bindi othi ulwazi alukho ngaleli gcikwane.
Well, okokuqala abantu nje indaba lithe ifika abantu bengathi hayi bayayizwa kodwa nje abakala ndaba layo kakhulu. Kodwa ngokunanzelela indlela esibikwa ngayo nokulandela ama-statistics njalo sinazela abantu abangabantu abathanda lo mdlalo lo wenguqu. Babukela lapha kumabona kude ukuthi kulama game asekhanselwa amanye asedlalwa ku-MT Stadium. Abantu sebeqalisa ukuthi hayi babona indaba lasiyo indaba elula and abanye sebeze bekhuluma lapha ungeza lapha ku-social media bethi hayi kungangcono labantu uhulumende afake umthetho wokuthi engxenye abantu bekwavoti ukuthi kube labantu abangena abavela kwezindawo lata beZimbabwe besibaleke ukuba siphuma siya kwezindawo. Ngimkhumbule yonke leyo buya abanye sebeze khona United States ukuthi kapi trade leyo izasiphatha njani nje izaletha abantu abavela emazweni lawo yabo China o-Italy obani bani abantu abantu ngathi hayi kathi sebesethuka sibe babo ngiyomkhuhlaza ngomkhuhlane wokudlala.
Manje zikhona yini indawo ezingabapha ulwazi lokubana bayenze njani kakhulu nxa umuntu kumbe ezithola ekhwehlela okungajayelekanga lokunye okunjalo ecabangela ukuthi kungaba kuligcikwane leli. Zikhona yini indawo ezilolwazi lonono?
Owakathesi ngibona ungathi kulapha esingathi thina uhulumende wethu yehluleka khona ngoba akula sibili muntu asibabona abantu abahamba lapha kuma-communities abahamba kuZulu bebafundisa ngoba indlela esosuaebesofake ngathi likuba layo le team ephumayo ihambe ebantwini ihambe ihlanganisa abantu ingene emabadleni emathethi lapha itshela abantu ukuthi abantu bangenzani kube bananzeli uma umkhuhlane usukabenze kodwa-ke siyakunanzeli khona okwase kubona yebo kambe siyeza abaminisa nxa bezixoxela nje esikhathi senyuwe uzwa kuthiwa hhayi kule ngakeni kodwa sibili i-community kathesi hhayi akula muntu ongakutseli ukuthi into ebambekayo ngalo mkhuhlane kuyinde ukuthi kumbe nxa usicabangela wenzeni akukacaci so-ke engxenye singathi uhulumende kulapho kule gap khona wakathesi.
Baloke umnumzana Ambrose Vindi umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekhona le kwaBulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza sephuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930, 13860, la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860, la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Umahluli omkhulu elizweni uChief Justice Luke Malaba usesole ukungagqitshwa kokwakhiwa komthethwandaba kamantshi weGwanda Provincial Magistrate Court oseleminyaka engamachumi phose amabili usakhiwa. UMalaba ubeseGwanda lamhlanje ukuzozibonela ngokwakhe ukuqhubeka kwalomsebenzi. UAlbert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
UMalaba bekhatshwe ngumphathi ntambo ezomthetho umnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi kanye lowentuthuko yezabelo umnumzana Julai Moyo bezobona okwenzakalayo kulo mthethwandaba oqala ukwakhiwa ngomnyaka ka-2004 kodwa kuze kube lalamuhla awukapheli. Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano obungavunyelwa intatheli zindaba, uMalaba uveze ukudana okukhulu ezithi sekumele kuthathwe inyathelo elizadala ukuthi lesi sakhiwo siphele. UMalaba othuke wavakatshela kulesi sakhiwo kabili nyakenye ngemva kokuba inkampani ye-Mutual Construction eyiyo ekhathiweyo ukuyenza lo msebenzi iphiwe imali yokwakha kodwa uyamangala ukuthi akulo sekuthe kwenziwa.
This then became a cause of grave concern to the Judicial Service Commission, particularly in view of the magnitude of the building and also in view of its significance as a means of providing access to justice to the people. Therefore, it is important that a decision be made as to the way forward.
Lokho kwasikhathaza kakhulu thina ababona ngomthetho. Ikakhulu nxa sikhangele lesi sakhiwo esingaka njalo lokuthi siqakatheke kangakanani ekwethulweni komthetho. Kungakho kuqakathekile ukuthi sithathe inyathelo sisiya phambili.
Unobhala jikelelo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi zeGwanda umnumzana Bekezela Mathu Mafuzwayo uthi ziningi inhlelo uhulumende engakazigqibi kulesi sabelo.
Ukuthi sinama-projects amileyo anjengeGwanda Polytech iJoshua Mqabuko elweqasa ukwakhiwa i-old site ngo-83 namuhla i-new site lokho kungulimile ama-crane akwenziwa lutho. Ikhothi yena leyana sizifuna ukuqaliswa kutsha akwenziwa lutho. Ibridge likamtshabezi kalenziwa lutho. Singabala ama-project e-government wonke ayigwanda amileyo maningi kakhulu.
Umnumzana Thandeko Zinti Mkandla wayengumeya wedolobho leGwanda uthi bekungadingakali ukuthi uMalaba lequla lakhe basuke khonale esigodlweni bezobona isakhiwo esingakapheli.
Okuswelakalayo ngabantu abazokwakha, sifuna ukubona abantu bebuya bezokwakha hathi bezobuka nje engathi ngama-tourists. Indaba ye-tourism kuhulumende kayipheli, ngakwenziwe izinto kungabe kukhulunywa ngazo. Abantu bezobuka nje engathi ngabantu ababukela impophoma zasepholosi kumbe amancinci waseZimbabwe. Kaniboni ukuthi kuza kwabo kuyanceda ngani? Kuyanceda ngokudla imadlanana le ekhona. Leyo mali ngabe kude ngizamende London isakhiwo saphela. Sikhathele ngabantu abakhuluma ngomlomo bengenzi lutho.
Umnumzana Stanley Madamombe, umqondisi we-Mutual Construction layo obesemhlanganweni waseGwanda namhlanje, akathandanga ukukhuluma le ntatheli zindaba esithi sivumelwano asibhalelana lorhulumente asimvumeli. UMalaba ugcine esithi bazahlala phansi loyakhayo baphume lesinqumo kusasa ukuze umsebenzi uqhubeke. UZiyambilayo uveze ukukhathazeka esithi kuyamangalisa ukwenzakala eGwanda ngoba kwabanye amadolobha afana leChinoyi umsebenzi ofanayo uyaqhubeka kuhle. lo mthetho ndaba ukhangelela ukunceda kakhulu ebuthonisweni kwamacala ngokuphangisa lapho uthe waphela. Ngimele umsakazi weStudio 7 ngisemajawondeni eGwanda, Albert Ncube.
Elingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk, lapho esixoxa khona ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangelo esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, abebutho lakwele Melika babikwa behlasele endaweni egcina izikhali kwele Iraq lamhlanje madabukakusa, bephindisela ukuhlaselwa okuze okuke kwenziwa inkamba zomanyano webutho elikhokhelwa yiMelika ngabeqembu labahlamuki abasekwele Iraq abe-Iran. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla uhlangane labakhokheli bamabandla amancane akumanyano wePollard Estate House, lapho athe khona inkulumo phakathi kwakhe lenkokheli yamabandla la sezilethe inguquko enengi elizweni. Umnangagwa uthe yinto ejabulisayo njalo eqakathekileyo ukuthi kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamabandla ezombusazwe, kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho welizwe lokunye okuhluphayo. Inkokheli yamabandla amancane engene emhlangano lo igoqela umholi we-MDCT unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe labanye. Umkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa yena wala ukungena kunkulumo leze esithi ngamadlwane. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lelunga lebandla likaChamisa umnumzana Edwin Dlovu yena othi uMnangagwa kumele akhulumisane loChamisa ngoba nxa ezimisele ukulungisisa udaba lweZimbabwe.
Akula kuvumelana laye ukuthi athi kunengi asebekwenzile beyinhlanganiso yePollard. Umgabe esaphila wake wasihleka nje senza ihlaya ngathi amabandla aphikisayo esithi yena ungahlanganisa u-0 plus 0 ekucineni impendulo yabe lokho engu-0. Amazwi akhe nala aphendula-ke umntana wakhe uMnangagwa nguye amtshela umbuso ukuthi-ke inhlanganiso yabo yePollard amabandla abahlangana labo kuhlanganisela lona lezanu phefe likaMnangagwa yi-0 plus 0. Kuzaphuma u-0 njenge-ansa, i-economy angeke bayenelise ukuthi bayivuselele nje. Ngabantu abadlalayo-ke angeke bayikwanise i-economy. Yikho sithi hhayi ngu-0 plus 0 kakutshintshi lutho, akula kuningi asebekwenzile. Ikanti okuningi asebekwenzile yikudiliza ngoba ama-resources amalutshwane eZimbabwe nala bayasebenzisa-ke bendawoni betshona bexoxa-ke befida-ke inhlanzi emapulazini. Akula nto ibambekayo esingathi Pollard siyenze.
Kuyini uMnangagwa amele kwenze ukuze kube lenkulumo eziletha utshintsho eZimbabwe?
uMnangagwa okumele akwenze yikuthi ke abize umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo le-MDC Alliance ke uMongameli uChamisa, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane bavumelane ukuthi yebo kambe ndoda waqilibezela kodwa i-economy angekwenelisi ukuthi iqilibezele. Bavumelane-ke ukuthi kukhulunyiswane ngoba into enkulu esilimazayo elizweni yindaba yelegitimacy ukuthi khona laba bantu akumelanga babe khona phana, labo bayamangala ukuthi bafike njani. Osekumele kwenzakale kabize uChamisa bahlale phansi, nxa esesaba ukukhuluma laye yedwa kabize-ke uThabo Mbeki umngane wabo kuZanu PF babuye bazolukhuluma udaba lokuthi kulungisiswe indaba-ke yokukhokhela ilizwe esingathi yi-governance. Bangakulungisisa khona lokho ezinye izinto eziningi zizalandela, njalo baningi abantu abale expertise eziningi-ke kwi-economy abanjengabotendayibiti abazancedisa ukuthi umnotho welizwe uvuke njani.
Lalo-ke ngumnumzana Edwin Dlovu, ilunga le-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, ubexoxa ecingweni lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Untungameli uphinde waxoxa njalo lesikhulumeli somanyano wePollard umnumzana Khalipani Phukeni yena othi umnankagwa uqinisile ukuthi kuningi asebekufezile kunkulumo zabo.
Kuningi ngempela uqinisile upresident esesikuachivile ngokukhuluma nje kuphela. Uyazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu bekuhlala kuliwa ngezepolitiki, kuliwe kuze kulimale kufa abantu. Khonokho nje ukuthi siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi singamaqembu ahlukeneyo sihlale phansi sixoxe yiachievement on its own. Kodwa ungabheka last week but one umongameli weBotswana ukhulumile ngayo iPollard wathi into yokuqala ngempela emhlabeni njalo yinto ejabulisa kakhulu. Khonokho kuchaza ukuthi sesibonise umhlaba wonke ukuthi ngemva kokhetho siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi sixoxisane. IZimbabwe ke uyakwazi ukuthi ibe isolated for a long time, especially with international community. Kuningi ke sikwenzayo uzokwazi ukuthi ngikhuluma nawe nje, sekumele ukuthi ngabe mhla ka-20 siyehla lapho eWashington. Sizoxoxisana nabo congressmen ngama-sanctions afakwe Zimbabwe, kodwa ngenxa ye-coronavirus sidifeyiwe for later date leyo trip.
Kodwa abantu abaningi bathi lidlala amadlwane lezanu, akulalutho elilwenzayo.
Vele kanti bangathini msakazi, ngoba phela bona iprogram yabo uhlelo labo ukuthi abantu bezobhemela bahlupheke kakhulu, maze behlupheke kakhulu bese kwenzeka ukuthi maybe babavotele. Hayi, thina asikho lokho esikusebenzayo, thina sisebenza ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi. Abantu bakithi bayahlupheka kakhulu emfowethu. Ungaye United Nations othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye African Union othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye SADC othola bekhuluma ngePollard, uye la South Africa next door, ilizwe ngempela elithuthuke kakhulu esifisa ukufana nalo, lalo bakhuluma ngePollard. So laba bathi Pollard akulalutho ngamadlwane nje, hayi angazi ukuthi uzokholwa bani msakazi nalaba abalalela emakhaya. Kodwa engikuchoyo ukuthi siyasebenza, siyasebenza akudlalwa. Umsebenzi wethu nje very soon lizobona, abanye bafisuqala ukubonakala umsebenzi wethu. Ibudget le ngikhuluma ngayo ka-2020, isanitary way ifakiwe khona lapho, isikhona. I-free education yinto esetshenzwayo ku-budget, kukhona konke lokho.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Khaliphani Phukeni, isikhulumeli somanyano wePollard obexoxa icingweni lo ntungamile inkomo Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqwele Highlanders uMark Harrison uthi bazimisele ukuphakamisa inkezo yeCastle Challenge Cup kusasa lapho abadivana lentshantshu zesigaba sePremier Soccer League iqembu leFC Platinum. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Harrison uthi iqembu leHighlanders selikwenze konke okusemandleni nalo ukulungisela la imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo bawulindele ngamehlo abomvu wakusasa, wona athi bakhangelele ukudlala kuhle banqobe.
So far we've had a very good pre-season.
Sibe lamalungiselelo amahle kakhulu, silungiselela imidlalo yalonyaka, njalo abadlali bethu labo batshengise ukuba bayamukele kuhle lokhu ebesikwenza. Lo mdlalo wangomgqibelo ngumdlalo omkhulu kithi kanye lakuqembu le-FC Platinum.
Umdlalo we-Castle Challenge Cup udlalwa phakathi kweqembu eliphakamise isicoco seligi kanye leqembu eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup. Njalo nyakenye iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo eliphakamise isicoco seligi, kuthi eleBhoso yilo eliphakamise inkezo yeChibuku. Kusenjalo abadlali beqembu leHighlanders abawalisa ukapteni weqembu njalo nguNozinti u-Ariel Sibanda, imvimbi uPeter Muduwa kanye lomgadli uPrince Dube. Kabasayi kuba yingxenye yeqembu elizamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano we-African Nations Championship iChan namafitshane, ngemva kokuba iqembu leBhoso lingabakhululanga ngoba lifuna bedlale kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association uXolisani Gwesela utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba abaqeqeshi beqembu lama-Warriors bathe laba badlali abasekho enhlelweni zabo.
We are notified by the technical team that the 300 players.
Sithole umbiko ovela kubaqeqeshi beqembu lesizwe besithi abadlali beqembu leHighlanders kababuyanga ukuzololonga labanye, njalo ngaleso sizathu abasoze baye besabakhangela. Iqembu leHighlanders lona belisitshelile ukuba abadlali balo liyabasebenzisa kumdlalo weCastle Challenge Cup, kodwa abaqeqeshi bona bathathe isinqumo esokuba bahle bayekele ukuba yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe.
Ukwesela obe
Was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, I'm saying.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silejaha elisakhulayo lipheka libuye njalo licule umdumo walezinsuku owe house music umncedisi moyo odume ngelokuthi nguDJ Cooperman. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Smanda we Studio 7.
DJ Cooperman sekhathazile ngentoto ziyathunqa ngomculo wakhe wamapiano wona ke iwumculo othandwa ngontanga. Uma unondo udabuka kwamahlaba ithwale empilabuso.
Ngikhulele edolobheni lakobulawayo ke ngafunda esikolo se-Milton High engenze khona i-high school yami. Ngasuka e-Milton High ngaye epoli ke ngenza i-machine shop, mechanical engineering, fit and tenor. I-primary ngifunde e-Robert Redgold. Ngabuya ngahlangahlanganiswa ngifunde lasensukamini ke ngale njube.
Dalathi lakhe elitsha elishisayo umncedisi kungani kanti bembiza Cooperman?
Ngikhule ngithanda amamini Cooper kakhulu, bengilokuzilungilungisa njengomuntu le ololwazi le engineering. Abamelitha leli ke singalo ke sihamba ngalo ke lithi uvukile umalambani ke lapha ke iningi labantu sebelizwile hayi bakhala kakhulu bafisa ukuthi ngabe ngisihlala sifinze nje mihla le mihla iminyaka le minyaka bakethi. Njoba thina silalela imusic yethu kakhulu, imusic ethandwa ngabatsha, ethandwa ngabantu esithanda ukugida kakhulu, bekungamakwaito.
Indaba yakhe uthanda umculo wayeqala esemncane uCooperman. Ukhule lalela imsakazo esizwa imculo etshiyeneyo.
Mina bengithanda ukwenza ukukomposa ingoma zami ke ngirewind amakhasethi, ngirekhoda laphana njengoba kade ngijilo ngaphambili ukuthi angilalela ama-hits, ngirekhoda ke ngirewind, ngirekhode, ngi-edite laphana ukuthi lami ukuthi ngile ngoma entsha. La bengikompoza ama-ringing tones ama-phone to create ama-melodies abantu ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna i-ringing tone ethi ngifuna i-ringing tone, ngicela ingoma kamajayivana ngiyibuyele ngithi ngifunde ama-notes, ngiyenze into ezinjalo. Yikho ke kwangakhaya lami ngagcina ngisidaka kahle umuntu akaqhubekele phambili ke ngento zomculo.
Ekuphekeni umculo wakhe lo ohlakazayo uCooperman usebenze labanye abaculi.
Kuma projects lawa ke ngisebenzele lo Pop Skinner, ngisebenzele lo Khwabarati, bonke laba engibaqamba ngamajaha nje abakhona apho edolobheni lakobulawayo, dabuka khonapho eZimbabwe. Ngisebenzele lo umfundisi uMasofa wakwaShabalala ke kutrack ekhona eTumanyonyoba ke lapha ke sikhuza abantu ukuthi bakithi sikhathele, sikhathele bakithi. Bale nxa uthi yaphuma le bakhona abolova, yikho sithi uvukile umalambani.
Luhlelo lakho mlaleli uWoza Friday isikhathi sedlula ngumangoye bakwethu. Phosela ilizwi lokugcina kubalaleli Cooperman.
Thina sisaqhubeka sakha umculo omnandi sisakhela bona ngoba bona ibaba siphakamisayo kakhulu. Ngiyangafiki yami ungayithola ke khonaphana ke ku-YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes Cooperman, ngikhona ke ku-Facebook at Cooperman DJ, ku-Twitter ke uyangithola lapho. Sithi uvukile umalambani.
Sithi hey wena malambani wenzani? Hayi ayisimetsho njalo uDJ Cooperman ke lo ebesikhwehlelayo kuhlelo Woza. Woza Friday libe lempela sondela ichukela igama lami Ezra Chisa Smanda.
Yeah.
DJ Cooperman esigqibela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Igama lami nguChris Gande, ngililala.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.